Phil reclined comfortably on the bed and the session began. When the elevator door opened, he was immediately thrust into the same scene he had been describing. The beings surrounded him, their eyes giving off the feelings of anxiousness and expectation. The pilot handed him the box and they awaited his reaction. Phil studied it and described it as small, black, oblong or coffin-shaped. He knew it was made from some type of stone not available on Earth. The box could only be opened by the correct mental vibration of his own mind. It was so keyed into this vibration that until the proper point of development was reached, no amount of concentration would open it. Thus it could not be faked, and it could not be opened by anyone else because he himself had programmed it. Suddenly, 276, the keepers of the garden, came to him in a rush that the box contained so much information that it would be impossible to access it all while in physical form. The real totality of it was so profound and vast that it was impossible for the human mind to comprehend. He realized this and knew he could only have access to the small portion that would help him to understand his present life. That would have to be enough for now. When he came to this understanding, a strange thing happened. It was as though a trigger had been pressed. A small drawer slid out of the widest end of the box. He saw that the drawer contained an oblong rounded stone which emitted a turquoise glow. At last he had found the procedure to open the box. But what did all of this have to do with the glowing stone? He received the mental message that if he stared into its opaque surface, the appropriate portion of his subconscious mind would be unlocked. His memory would be triggered and the information brought forth to the conscious mind. I was filled with chills of expectation. Would we at last have access to the hidden information, and what type would it be? My curiosity was intense and I hoped that at last the access barrier would be removed. As he stared into the depths of the stone, the scene of the room on the craft faded and was replaced by something else. I see a very intense white light. A very pure and radiant white light that is of a high order of magnitude, as white as electric in nature. This energy is what is commonly referred to as the white light of protection. This is the white light of protection. This energy has no identity, as identity is meaningless at this level. It, however, has what is called on your level consciousness, or a definite awareness. It is of the supreme order or magnitude of the energies of the universe. Am I really speaking to what would be considered the white light? I am very familiar with the concept of the white light. I always mentally place its protection around my subjects when we work. In this way, any negative influences may be kept away from my sessions. It would be more accurate to say that the energies of the white light are in communication. This energy would now speak to Philip, for there is a very definite message here which is to be given at this time. We will translate, as the difference in energies from that level to this from which we speak is not conducive to direct trans. The mysterious black box, 277, Lashen. So we will translate and assist in this communication. This information is thus, we would say that you have learned your lessons well, our son. At this time in your evolution, there is an awareness channel being opened to allow you more direct access to those areas from which you seem most isolated. You have been denied access to this for a reason. There was a period of time in a previous lifetime, if you so choose the terminology, in which you abuse this privilege. This area of your awareness was closed off at that time, so you would experience a lack, a very definite feeling of denial. This was done so that you would more fully appreciate the usage of this awareness and this power. This has caused you much grief and concern in this incarnation. So much so that you have often felt the desire to return to spirit and to be once again in these energies. This apparently referred to the suicidal tendencies in his early life. At that period in your previous life on another planet, there was an experience where those energies became unbalanced due to misuse. This experience caused you to decide for yourself the most appropriate manner in which you would rebalance them. In the other lifetime, did he use these energies in a negative way? That was why it was shut off to him? That is accurate. It would be likened to a fall. You keep saying there's no such thing as time, but I was wondering when that occurred. We would translate in your terms. Roughly several million of your years, although the analogy is somewhat rough. D. But he had to wait that long through many, many lifetimes to earn the right to come back to using the energy again? P. That is accurate. We will speak freely of this incident at this time, for this was an experience which was necessary for the development of this. We hesitate to use the term vehicle, for this in its an accurate statement the composite experiences of this energy, Phil, would be more accurately described as being a phase. So it was important for this phase to experience what was brought about by the misuse and removal of these energies. This occurred because he disclosed that which was not to have been given. There was a situation in that period, when he desired to assist in the uplifting of those who were in his charge. There are strict rules in the universe as to what can be given and what is not to be given. These rules are absolute and shall not be breached. 278. The keepers of the garden, in his attempted assistance, these rules were broken and in the process the right to the energies was removed. These energies we speak of are those of knowledge and information and intuitive insight. These were necessarily removed in order to allow him to understand why it is necessary for these rules. The energies were simply closed off, and so a long process of incarnations was begun, culminating in this physical incarnation in which the vehicle now finds himself. These energies are now being returned and their usage being relearned. For through the many incarnations the remembrance of the use of these energies was gradually forgotten. And so now it is important and necessary to retrain his consciousness in the proper use of these energies. This experience has come full circle and has returned the vehicle to that point in which he may most appropriately make use of those energies. D. Did this happen on another planet? P. This occurred in another dimension. Not in this universe, but in a physical part of another similar universe. D. What kind of position was he in at that time? You said he had reference abilities. P. There were many millions of beings or incarnate individuals under his jurisdiction. It would be as if he were a system sovereign at that time. D. I'm trying to understand. You say Dali that there were councils over the different universes. Would it be that type of thing? P. Not to the universal level, but a system level. A system would be a subunit of the universe. D. Like a galaxy or a solar system? P. That would be accurate. A collection of inhabited planets. Form at that time? D. Was he in a physical? P. That is not accurate. It would not be possible for a system sovereign to delegate his responsibilities in physical form. For it is necessary to govern the system, or to be throughout the system simultaneously, in such a way as to be aware of all that is happening throughout the system. The consciousness would be vast and diverse, spread throughout the system, so that all within the system would be in contact with the sovereign. Mean that he had progressed to a very high level, wouldn't it? D. That would. P. That would be an accurate statement. D. I'm trying to understand, so my questions may seem naive. There are the mysterious black box, 279, rules over the universes, and then these councils are broken up into sovereigns over different systems? P. There are hierarchies that would be compared to the levels of government on your plane. Beginning with possibly the lowest level, the head of the household. Who then would be responsible to the head of the block, were there such a thing as there are in many analogous existences? Each block would have one who is responsible for the safety and welfare of those on that block, who, in turn, would be responsible to the mayor governing council of the city, who then would be responsible to the county government and to the state and to the federal level, and then to the planetary level, if one would choose. D. And then there would be one over many plants or one system. P. That would be accurate. D. Would he then be directly responsible to the council, or would there be someone in between? P. There are many councils on many different levels. The system is responsible to that which is above and so forth. And those below would be responsible to the system. It is neither the highest nor the lowest of stations. D. In other words, at that time he had a great deal of responsibility and no edge, and in misusing it, he revealed forbidden things. Is that right? P. He gave information and energy to a race of peoples who were attempting to lift the consciousness on their planet. The sovereign felt in this situation it would be most appropriate for this information to be given. It was a most unique situation, not generally covered by the rules in such cases. D. It seems as though he had the right motives in mind. P. That is accurate, there was no malicious intent. However, the rules were thus broken to the utter dismay of the sovereign. The information became misused and retarded the very progress he sought to assist. D. Then he revealed information to them that he thought would help in the progress, the evolution. P. We would say, not so much information as energies. There are many energies. Particular energies were given which would, if used properly, have definitely advanced the species. However, they were not understood and were misused, and so caused a backsliding of the peoples. D. Could you be more specific about what kind of energy it was? 280. The keepers of the garden. P. It would be impossible to translate as there are no equivalents in this realm of experience. D. I was curious as to how they misused it. P. It was as any energy can be misused. D. I guess there are always sides to every energy. And they used it in the too negative way? P. That is accurate. D. Then in giving them the use of the energies, he didn't give them the understanding that went with it. P. There was not sufficient progress in the evolution to allow for the understanding of these energies. It was a calculated risk. D. Hasn't this also happened to our planet? They take the risks sometimes and reveal things to us, and it's a free will that makes use of it? P. That is accurate, for there are rules which apply as to which energies can be given to specific individuals at specific times. D. This was a similar case, but their free will turned it into something negative. P. That is accurate. D. Well, then I cannot see how it would be his fault. P. The rules were broken. The rules stated that until the evolution of the peoples warranted the usage of these energies, they were to be held in check. They could not be given until such time as the people could understand the full potential of those energies. That had not occurred. D. But apparently they would have been given it at some future time anyway. P. That is most probable. D. But from the stories you have told me that has happened in Earth's past too. Things were given at an inappropriate time. P. We shall not dispute this, as it is known throughout the universe that mistakes are made. D. But in this case, it was more or less a punishment that he was taken away from that position? P. We would not say punishment, as that is not a fair assessment of the universal energies. It was necessary for the individual to experience why the rules are in place. And this would be facilitated by placing the violator of the rules beneath the energies so that the lack of these same energies could be experienced. And then through a gradual evolvement to the plane at which the energies are returned, one could fully appreciate the giving and the taking of these energies. The mysterious black box, 281, D, I see. You called it a fall. In other words, he fell to a lower position. P. We would not put a value judgment on this, for in your phraseologies fall is given a negative connotation. In our perspective it is simply a lesson of experience. A very neutral necessity which adds to the overall experience of the individual. Mistakes are made on many levels. And the understanding, which heals the wounds of that mistake, is gained through what one would call a fall. D. This is hard to comprehend. That even when someone has reached those levels it is still possible to make mistakes and thus go backwards. Then it has taken many, many, perhaps thousands, of incarnations to be allowed to reach this point again? P. We would not put quite that number on the incarnations. Several hundred would be sufficient. The lifetimes you have been shown and which have been discussed are but a small fraction of the breadth of experiences this energy had learned from. It was with great soul searching that he made the decision to come to this planet in this earthly form. He knew the experience would be alien, difficult and lonely. That was why he desired to leave this earthly incarnation. The adjustment is so very difficult for these higher energies because they are basically innocent and pure. They are more accustomed to the light side and cannot understand or fathom the dark side of your world. It takes great courage for them to leave the light and journey to this dark world for the mission, and they have our love and respect. D. Then he is being given this information now so he will learn to use energy correctly whenever he receives it? P. The reason for this is, it is now time for the energy to be returned, and so there must be conscious awareness of the purpose of this. For were this energy simply to appear, it would seem as if it had no real purpose. It would seem to simply appear from nowhere. So it must be consciously directed as to why the energy is given, and to remain aware of the responsibilities of the position of this energy. D. That way he can use it wisely. P. That is accurate. It is in great love and universal harmony that this has come about. One on the physical plane such as this, is not often given this opportunity. However, in the evolution of this planet, it is quite appropriate for those who are so merited to receive this and to use this in such a manner as the Gulzand, 282, the keepers of the garden, needs of the universe, as a whole, are forwarded by this usage. D. Is he to use this energy in any certain way? P. He will become quite adept and familiar with this energy, and know its appropriate usage in the time for usage. It will bring him much feeling of true value, of which he has felt a great lack of in this incarnation. D. Then when the time comes he will be helped to know what to do with it? P. That is accurate. He is being helped even now as we speak, for through these sessions the awareness is returning. D. I've often thought that whenever we met so accidentally, it was for a definite purpose. P. That is accurate. The purposes served are for each of you. There is no accident, as you would call it, in the universe. All that happens has rhyme and reason. It was no coincidence. We say to you now, our son, you have come full circle in this endeavor and have now arrived at that point from whence you started in your age of personal darkness. You have now merited the full restitution of that which you truly are, and which you so strongly desire. You have now the option of returning to this side to use this power in the ways you feel most appropriate, or to remain and use these powers on your level in the way you feel most comfortable. This is entirely a choice at this time. We would say to you, to meditate and to think on this and return to us in the manner you have learned previously. You were given a method just recently by which you could return to that highest self and communicate with the energies of the universe on a conscious level. Give us your answer at that time, so that it is made on a conscious level. For this answer must now be considered from the conscious level. We would say to Philip that if you choose to remain on this planet, more information will be given later at an appropriate time, and further instructions will be forthcoming. Do not try to anticipate what this would be. Simply allow that to happen which will be. The path being taken, for now, is appropriate and you will be given more direction at a later time. When you awaken, you must think on this and make the decision in a conscious state whether to stay or leave. Simply continue to follow that response felt from within, for that is the true taskmaster. Choose wisely, our son, and remember that no judgment will be forthcoming. Whichever way you choose will be the way your mission progresses. And to you, Dolores, we say that you are the mysterious black box, 283, encouraged to use the information you have been given. There are no restrictions on this information. Were it so, it would not be given. At this point Phil reported that the white light was receding and he was again aware of holding the box containing the bright stone in his hands. He saw the faces of the pilot and the little gray beings, and felt a surge of love, happiness and satisfaction emanating from them. Apparently they knew he had at last been allowed access to some of the secrets of his past. After the information was revealed and he was told to make the conscious choice, he replaced the stone and a drawer retracted into the box. The alien pilot took it from him, and communicated that it would be hidden again in the same compartment on board the craft, where it was placed by Phil years ago. Where it had been waiting for him to remember it and access it, and here it would remain until it was needed again. Phil realized that the information he received was only a small portion of what is contained within the store. He also knew that the remainder will probably never be given to him while he is in this life. When he reaches the next stage, in whatever future lifetime, the release of further information about his origin and destiny would be triggered. Phil was then brought forward to full consciousness, and from the studious look on his face I knew he would have much to ponder in the days to come. First I was hesitant to include this information in this book because I was afraid it might be misinterpreted, and the reader might think Phil was indicating he was on a level with God. This was made clear that the level of system sovereign was still far below that supreme state. He recognized and was subordinate to a higher power. I believe this information is trying to show us that man is not the only form the spirit can take. That is all we can perceive with our human thought, but it is too limiting. This session demonstrated that you can evolve, or revert, to a state of pure energy, which, without the physical limitations, can attain unbelievable powers. But since the soul has not reached the ultimate state of perfection, it is still capable of making a mistake, even in that form. And even at that stage, the laws of the universe still apply. If this means a complete return, a going all the way back and starting over again, it does not matter because, at 284, the keepers of garden there, the soul and the lessons are eternal, and there is no such thing as time. There is only growth, learning, experiencing, and the eternal search for knowledge. Thus man must come to the realization that he is more than he consciously perceives, that he is more than it is possible for him to perceive. He is immortal, and as an immortal soul his horizons and experiences are boundless, totally unlimited. He plays at the game of life in whatever form or dimension he finds it. Until eventually, through eons, he attains the sought for perfection and returns at last to his source. The ultimate source of all, the creator from which everything has sprung. Let us remove our earthly blinders and allow our insight to soar. Then we will discover how small and narrow our self-imposed limitations really are. The universe is our world and nothing is impossible. After this time, Phil began to change in many noticeable ways. This often happens to people that I work with, especially if we have sessions over a long period of time. I cannot explain it, because I definitely do not give them any suggestions that would cause them to change their lives. It appears that something occurs, maybe because they are becoming more open and aware of their own subconscious minds, which is similar to the still, small voice in each of us. They become more in tune with their own true personality and discover what they really want out of life. They begin to make major decisions and firm commitments, where before this time they were often confused, uncertain and frightened. In each case the change appeared to be for the better. I sincerely hope so, for I would want no part in even unduly or unconsciously influencing anyone in a negative way. Phil was still the same gentle-natured person, but he became much more secure. He decided he didn't want to have his own business in his parents' garage anymore and went to work for an electronics firm. Then, within a month of doing this, he became emotionally involved with an attractive young woman who worked in the office. In an unprecedented development, he moved into her apartment with her and her small son. All of this was definitely out of character for the Phil I had come to know. Although I was surprised, I thought it was wonderful. It showed that he was growing and maturing emotionally. He was no longer shying away from emotional situations. He was willing to take a chance, to put himself in the very vulnerable position of possibly being hurt. He had made a commitment to another human being, and as such he had made a commitment to life. The mysterious black box, 285, he spoke about his existence differently now. There used to be periods in my life when I wanted to withdraw. I could predict them. It would be a definite cycle. They would happen 2 times a year, in the spring and again in the fall. During that time I would feel like I was being pulled, a yearning to go home, to go back over there. It would last anywhere from a few days or the worst up to several weeks. I would be terribly depressed during those times, but I never came to the point that I did in California. I never tried that again. But now in this last year or so I seem to have kind of stabilized my own emotions. The feelings and the depressions seem to have leveled out. It seems like I've really gotten a grip on this and become somewhat content with the way things are. I've accepted all the cycles, the ups and the downs. I seem to have just become more at peace with that fact. I recognize them now for what they are. I asked him if he thought the things we had uncovered in our work had helped him. I think it has, he answered. It's made me see myself in a fuller, deeper way. I see that there's more to me now than I ever really realized. And I feel happy about that, even though I don't have complete total recall. Just knowing that I had experienced those things gives me a feeling of satisfaction and contentment. Do you think these sessions helped explain where those feelings of uneasiness came from? I asked. Yeah, I think that's true. I think it explains why I felt the dis-ease and the unfamiliarity. The high ideals that I hold for myself, I hold for other people. And it really discourages me to see people being very prejudiced, very short, very thieving and murdering and killing. All this stuff going on in the world. It used to really bother me. And I would use that as an excuse to say, I don't want to be here. Because this is just not the kind of a world that I want to be in. I want something more orderly, cleaner, more stable, more in harmony. What really hurt was that I found I wanted to be like everybody else. And so I would start doing some of the things that I disliked in other people, to appear normal. I always felt that I had to in order to fit in. And that only added to my feelings of isolation and confusion and frustration. Yes, I sympathized, because you were trying to go against your basic character. I can see how all that would lead to frustration. I think there's probably a lot of people out there, especially teenagers, who are probably going through those same kind of feelings. And it, 286, the keepers of the garden, is hard to put your finger on exactly what it is when it's so vague. Yes, I'd agree. It's not something that jumps out in front of you and just knocks you up the side of the head and demands attention. It's just back there and you're aware of it. It's very hard to define, but it's very present too. I think I was afraid of myself, afraid because I didn't know myself. I was afraid to let anyone near me because I didn't know what I wanted. And I think I was also afraid of getting hurt, but now, I am starting to understand myself and I am beginning to see that I can find some things about myself that I can like. I don't have to be afraid or think I am different or odd because I can see that I am not really that different from anybody else. My problem was that I was expecting too much out of life. I was expecting it to be here just like it is over there. And I was always disappointed when I would see life not live up to my expectations. But, of course, you didn't realize that at the time you were experiencing those depressions. No, he answered seriously. I realize that now. That I was expecting more out of this life than I should have. Now that I know, it makes the disappointments a lot easier to take because they aren't so personal. I discovered that everybody feels the disappointments. I'm not the only one. This is just part of this existence, just part of being human. Now when I get depressed, it only lasts for a very short while and it's not bad at all because I know where it's coming from. I know now that everything's going to be all right. And what more could anyone ask for? I cannot say that I should get even partial credit for what happened to Phil, because I did not realize these changes were taking place. I did not even know about the problems he had dealt with all his life until he chose to confide in me. It would appear that discovering his alien heritage had a very positive influence on him. I believe that with the knowledge he received from his subconscious, he has come to terms with himself and should be able to function as normally as anyone can in our chaotic world. If our work together helped to accomplish this, then I am grateful for the opportunity. One evening I was idly watching a science fiction movie with the familiar aliens take over the world theme. Unexpectedly, it was as though a voice spoke loud and clear inside my head. Why do they portray us in this manner? This only instills more fear in an already fearful world. We are not like that. We have shown the mysterious black box, 287, this to you. Please tell the world who we really are, their brothers, their guardians and protectors from the stars. We do not need to take over this planet with violence. It is already ours, it always has been. We have been here since the beginning, caring and nurturing. Now we are trying to keep you from destroying this planet because this planet was given free will above all else in its life charter. You must be allowed to make your own decisions. But we cannot sit idly by and watch our family annihilate itself and its home. The infusion of new blood was the only answer. If the Earth influences are not too strong, we shall not fail. We will accomplish our goal, not of taking over the planet, but of saving it. Yes. The extraterrestrials are here. The aliens are living among us.